blocked there by Ushery, but Chavez Morales with the rebound puts it back. 23-13 lead now for the Panthers. Liner, pass to Ushery in the corner. Back to Marlin. He gets the pass out. Jetliner is going to take it in with the floater and no good. Bad angle on that one. He gets his own rebound. And that'll be a backcourt violation on the Wolves. And we go in the other way.
Come on.
Got some subs here. Trailer checks back into the game.
Well, for the first time this year, Blake, I can say we are officially on the air in the Fayetteville Gymnasium.
Awesome. Welcome in. For those of you just joining us, even though you've been trying to join us, as Amberson nails another three, and Jacob, he's going to get our player of the game tonight.
Yeah, that's 12 from beyond the arc already.
Yep. 26-13 advantage for the Panthers. They got the Wolves doubled up, but that was before a three-pointer tip by Jetliner is no good. Ty Stone on the putback, no good. Rebound there by Brendan Marlin. Can't get out of traffic, and then there the ball stolen, but then changes hands back to the Wolves. Pass, Braden Liner. He's going to drive. He's going to throw one up. It's going to be no good that time. And Chavez Morales on the rebound, but he steps out. So Wolves catch a break there, and they'll keep possession. Ushery on the inbound. Cantrell getting ready to check back into this one, and he'll check Jetliner out, and he'll come to the bench. 4:43 to go before the half. Jacob, this one has went by fast and in a hurry. Jump shot there. Braden Liner in and out, man. Couldn't ask for a better look. Good ball placement, and just rimmed out. Sometimes it'll do that to you.
Yeah.
Amberson. Main score tonight, drives in, oh, deep three, and in and out. He's been red hot, misses that one. Chavez Morales, no good. Rebound, Ty Stone. The young fella, Blayton Cantrell, brings it back up the court. Marlin gets to Cantrell. Cantrell fakes the shot, gets it to Liner, who's got a wide open one, and just no good.
It's too hard on the shot there.
Yep. Good defense there by Brendan Marlin. Wide open shot in the corner. That's in no good. Oh. Brody Ushery picks up foul number three on Jeffrey Leonard, who goes up for a shot. We probably won't see him till late in the third now.
And that's the one you could ill afford to get into foul trouble this early.
And so Whitley will check in for him as he'll get a break on the bench. First one is good from Leonard.
And Whitley will check in.
That'll make it 27-13. Leonard with his second attempt. That one's going to be no good. Going to be rebounded by Whitley there and gets it to Brendan Marlin. Marlin has the ball stolen from him. Gets it to Blayton Cantrell with the shot from deep, and it's going to be no good that time. Quick to be back on defense is Cantrell. Chavez Morales with the deep shot. That's no good. Rebounded there by the Wolves. Liner with the steal. Gets it to Marlin. Who gets it to Cantrell and is not sure what happened there. Jacoby lost control of the ball.
Yeah. I believe he was hacked, but we did get away with a hack on this end of the court, too.
That we did. Leonard. Williams back to Leonard. Top of the key and in. And I think they're going to call that one 2 points. That is what they'll call it. 28-13 lead now for the Panthers. Wolves need to go on a run, and this thing could get away from them. Liner. Ty Stone, that's what we need right there. Work the ball to the paint. We got high percentage looks.
Hey, know who you got it. Let's go.
Amberson, excuse me. Trailer brings this one in. Good steal there by the Wolves. 2-on-1 fast break. Oh, the young fella.
Travel
just a little bit.
It's Brandon Lewis and Jetliner checks in for Whitley and Cantrell.
Full court press now for the Wolves as Williams for the Panthers tries to drive in.
And there's a charge.
We will call the charge on Williams there. That'll go on him. Good set by Braden Liner. You know, that's what you do. You go talk to the official. What did I do wrong last time? You correct it, and you get the right call. That's what having a good attitude. I guarantee you if he'd have been throwing his hands up and having a piss-poor attitude about it, he wouldn't have got that call. Ty Stone with the ball. Drives around, Jetliner to Braden Liner. Braden Liner drives, tries to get the pass to Marlin.
Good steal by Liner there.
Yep, good steal by Jetliner, and then it goes the other way. Ty Stone, though, picks his pocket. Picks the pocket of Trailer. Amberson, Chavez Morales, Woodard, back to the key. Justice Williams, boom. Knocks in 3 points. That makes a new score, 31-15. Minute 56 to go. Until the half.
And Lewis couldn't handle that one.
No. Hardball. I don't know if he was expecting that one. Williams up the court. Wolves looking to press. Woodard, Amberson loses the ball. Trailer on the recovery. Now it's Brennan Marlin with it. Nope, now it's Ty Stone with it. Gets it out to Jet Liner real quick. Like Jet drives in with a layup, and it's in. Slash into that deficit. 31-17 now, Panthers lead. Wolves need to go on a quick little run here. Amberson with the drive, and he tries to go up. No good. Foul's going to be on Liner. He'll shoot two from the charity strike.
So, fouls are killing us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just fouls, it's the shooting fouls.
Yep.
Especially on a hot hand like Amberson.
Yep. They're definitely got the advantage from the free throw line tonight, that's for sure. Braden Liner has two on him already.
It's always good to sit by the scorebook over here.
That it is.
Stats,
we get some valuable information here. And Amberson, who's pretty sure-handed tonight, he is only 50% from the line.
But it's beyond the arc is where he's really killing us.
Yeah, that's where he is just ripping us a new one.
As referee Tim Smith cleaning the floor up over there.
Gets it cleaned up. Amberson. First one's no good. Puts him at 2 of 5 from the line. Make it 3 of 6. 32-17 lead now. Brennan Marlin on the drive, loses possession, but he gets it back. He's going to drive again. And Amberson's got a wide open layup, and he banks it in, 34-17. Panthers scoring 2 to every Wolves, 1 point. Brennan Marlin, 3. Oh, too much. No good. Gonna be a charge there on Woodard.
Yeah, great job by Liner getting his feet set quickly.
Yeah. On the inbound from Liner to Marlin. Marlin with the drive. He gets it to Brennan Lewis. Lewis will be the one on the inbound here. Tries to get it to Ty Stone. And it'll be a jump ball now. Lewis with another feller. And it's going to go the way of the Panthers. Williams up the court. 40 seconds until the half. Williams with the drive. Williams with the shot. No good. Woodard with the rebound. No good. It's like over the back there on Chavez Morales. And it'll be going Wolves' way. And Lewis will be the one on the inbound here. Jetliner up the court. Liner with the drive, with the shot, no good. Good save there by Lewis. Braden Liner with the drive. And he's not going to take the shot. Jacoby's midair. He probably should have just shot that one.
It was too hot for Lewis to handle there.
Yep. 34-17 is the lead for the Panthers. 10 seconds to go. 7, 6, 5, 4. Trailer to Williams. Williams at the buzzer. No good. And it'll be rebounded by Woodard, which won't matter. It'll only go down in the stats category. And at the end of first half of play, 34-17 is the lead for the Panthers. We'll be back with Coach John Limbaugh for Rivalry Week picks, as well as adjustments that this Wolves team can make to get back into this one.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Hi, I'm Ben Donahue with Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga. If you're dealing with pain, stiffness, or recovering from surgery, we're here to help. My team at Donahue Physical Therapy takes time to get to know you, understand your goals, and create a plan that works specifically for you. You won't feel like just another number. We care about your recovery. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the hardwood here at Fayetteville High School as the Varsity Boys Wolves trail 34-17 to the Walter Welborn Panthers. Blake Bagg alongside Jacob Bass here. We have Coach Limbaugh on to do picks. And, Jacob, we're doing something we have never done before, and it was all your idea, so I'm going to let you take it over. But first, I just got to say that first half of action went by so quick. You know, during football season, the games take so long, I feel like I should be compensated a little bit more. And then when basketball season comes around, I feel like I'm stealing from them.
Yeah, I'll get home in time to see Auburn play tonight. But, you know, on the way home, we'll listen to it over on Kicks 100.3 with Andy Burcham and Coach on the call over there. But it's rivalry week in college football. You know, we'll do a few picks with Coach Limbaugh like we did at the Coach's Cantina. We've never done a rivalry week with Coach Limbaugh.
No, we have not. And, I miss going to La Costa, man, on Wednesday. I was so mad we lost that playoff game because I just thought we had one more week in us to go to La Costa.
And, we'll probably go here before too long, but we'll start with Friday because there's no college games of note on Thursday this year. But you do have the NFL. I always watch the Lions on Thanksgiving, so I'll watch that and then get ready for Saturday. Kicking things off is the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, the game's in Oxford. A lot is in the air right now as far as the Ole Miss Rebels. Is Lane going to stay or is Lane going to go? You know, we'll see what happens. The announcement's going to be made Saturday after the game, but the game is Friday. I'm going to go with the Ole Miss Rebels.
I just, I think he's locked in. I think he likes the whole song and dance of this whole coaching search. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's trying to go win a championship at Ole Miss. So I think they'll be dialed in, and I think they win the game.
It doesn't matter if he's there or not. They're going to win the football game.
Yeah, that's true.
Ole Miss got an outstanding, offense. Their defense is playing hard, you know. And Landshark defense, it's going to be Ole Miss, 100%.
Also Friday, clean, good old-fashioned hate. This game is actually at a neutral site this year. It's not played on campus. I'm upset about that. But with the amount of people, I don't think Bobby Dodd Stadium can contain the crowd that they're expecting for Georgia and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech really needs a win. Georgia, if they win, they're in it. The SEC championship game next week at the same place, but I still want to go with Georgia.
You know, I think you always have to look back at preseason expectations to really see how your team fared. And if somebody said that Georgia Tech was going to be coming into a game against Georgia and they would be 9-2, they play really well. They started out the season like, I believe, 8-0. They would have probably taken it. They started out so good that the tail end here has kind of been disappointing, but I still think they got a lot to be proud of as far as how this season has went. They don't have the guys. I mean, they'll give it everything they got, but I don't know what the spread is on this, but give me Georgia by 10 or 14.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I hate Georgia so much. Just the hate that's real. And I'm an Auburn fan through and through, so I cannot pick Georgia. But if Georgia Tech, if they can just play really well the first half, you know, Georgia's a second-half team, maybe they can get a couple turnovers. So let's see if Georgia Tech, I'm on with them.
Yeah, I like that pick. Jacob, we're going to do the battle in Texas.
That is also Friday, Texas A&M at Texas. No question Texas A&M is going to win that one.
What kind of heat gets turned up on Sark's seat? If he loses this one, and he talked about how it is this team, this is what they were building toward, this was going to be the team that they could run a national championship with. If he loses this game, they're going to be sitting at 8-4. I think Texas is fighting for their lives in this one. I'm going to pick Texas to upset A&M because A&M's got it in the bag. They're in the playoffs. It don't matter if they lose the next 2 weeks. They're in. So I'm going to give me Texas.
Yeah, it's a hard pick really because A&M is so doggone good. But, Manning had a breakout game the other day, the Manning we thought that Arch Manning was going to be. And I'm like you. I'm going with Texas in this one. I think they'll get an upset win.
All right, we'll move on to Saturday. The big noon game, the game, Ohio State travels to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. Ohio State's probably, no question, the best team in the country. I always pull for Michigan in this game, so I'm not going to change that this year. I'm going to say Michigan could upset Ohio State in Ann Arbor.
Is it really an upset when Ohio State hasn't beaten them in 7 years, 6 years? I mean, I don't know. I know Ryan Day and they're all great and everything. Ohio State's 11-0. But Michigan, if they win this game, they got to jump. They would leapfrog Alabama,
yeah.
I would think, in the playoff. I think Michigan comes to play, and I think they're going to win the game. I'm going to pick them on an upset at home in the big house.
I got to go with Ohio State on this. I think Ohio State's just got the better football team and the better program right now. Going to Ohio State.
All right, final two picks. Vanderbilt travels to Knoxville in a in-state rivalry matchup with the Commodores and the Volunteers. I'm going to go with Diego.
Picking against him. Give me Rocky Top, Josh Heupel. I think Vanderbilt's a little bit of fool's gold. They got absolutely just body bagged by Texas. That final score was way closer than what that game was. I think that the clock struck midnight on Vanderbilt, Pavia. Give me Tennessee pretty convincingly.
You know, they're going to be singing Rocky Top all night long. Vanderbilt's doing a great job this year. I'm really for Vanderbilt, like them a lot. But I think Tennessee will win the ball game at home.
Yep.
All right, and then the final game, night game, Jordan-Hare Stadium, the Alabama, whatever you want to call them, the Elephants travel to Auburn to take on the Tigers. Deuce Knight looked really good Saturday against Mercer. We'll probably see him play some against Alabama. So we'll really get a feel of how good he can handle big game situations. I'm not picking against my Tigers. I like everything in the Tigers' favor. And this one, a night game, riding momentum.
Just, I mean, talk about what the rivalry games do to the spread. If this was Alabama traveling to go play Kentucky, who's 4-6, spread would be like 30. The spread's 3.5 in Jordan here Saturday night. Alabama's a better team, better coached, better roster, better quarterback, though. I don't like Alabama, hate Alabama. I want to pick Alabama because it seems like the reasonable pick, but I just can't do it. Something tells me Auburn's going to win this game. I got to pick Auburn against all better senses. I think this has got like 30-20 written all over it, where Auburn's in control the whole time. I just don't know if Alabama's this year's team's got has what it takes to go on out and get that win in Jordan-Hare.
Well, it is the Iron Bowl. Anything can happen, but the way Deuce Knight looked the other day, I know they weren't playing anybody. But if Auburn can get half the game that Deuce Knight had last Saturday this week and not game at Auburn, I say wiggle, Auburn all the way. I'm going to pick Auburn by 10.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And we took so much time talking. Now we're getting the second half underway, but I think that's all right. Jacob, what do you think?
Well, I think we gave pretty much an analysis. All we got to do is play defense without fouling and stop their three-point attack, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, that we will. As Welburn bringing up the court, they'll get possession first with 34-17 lead. Amberson fires from three. This time's no good. Good rebound by Jet Liners. He brings it back up the court, and it's going to be no good on the shot attempt there. And out of bounds. Ball's out of bounds. There's Williams with the ball, and so now the Wolves will retain possession. Ushery on the inbounds. He'll get it to Ty Stone, who will dish it out to Marlin, who will drive in and shoot. He's fouled, and so he'll go to the charity stripe, and he'll get two attempts to get 2 points.
And charge that one to Trailer.
So Trailer, that'll be his second, I believe. And this will only be the Wolves' second attempt from the free throw line tonight. First one is up and in. Good shot there by Marlin. Second one is up and it is through. So the Wolves cut it to 15 now.
Player of note, Brody Ushery is on the court.
He is. He is on the court with 3 fouls to his name. Emerson with the pass across the court. Down to the post. No good on the shot. No good again. Rebound there by Ty Stone and the Wolves. And gets it to Braden Liner, and he'll bring it up the court. Pass to Ushery. Good on the layup. In traffic. Hit the corner of the backboard, and the backboard does not lie. Cut it to 13 now to the Wolves, and a travel there by Amberson. Shot no good. Wolves get it back anyway. Jet Liner just jumped about as high as a guy his height could jump.
Safe to say that Jet is probably the shortest guy on the court right now.
Shot by Marlin, no good. Liner gets it to Ushery. Ushery. 2 points, good. Wolves on a nice little run here to start the second half. 34-23 lead for the Panthers. Amberson with the drive, no good. Chavez Morales, good on the putback. 36-23 now lead. Driving in. Marlin with the shot. No good. Rebound this time by Jet Liner. And he loses control of it. It's going the other way this time. Amberson with the drive. And another charge. Braden Liner takes another charge. Wow.
He's got it figured out now. That'll be Amberson.
Liner on the inbound to Liner. I'm sure there's some kind of relation because it is federal.
Yeah.
Pass to Ty Stone. Stone. Ball stolen from him, going the other way. Chavez Morales with the drive, with the shot. Too hard, no good. Braden Liner back up the court. Oh, and Ushery. A little bit of miscommunication. Jet Liner thought it was for Ushery. Ushery thought it was for Liner, and it is actually for the wall.
Yeah.
Wolves go to the 1-3-1 defense. Webb's pass to Traylor. Traylor, boom, knocks in another three. Three for number three.
Didn't even move the net.
No. 39-23, that leads back up to 16 now for the Panthers. Braden Liner with the drive, pass to Ushery. Liner with it. He goes up, no good. Ty Stone tries to get the rebound, can't do it. Going the other way, ball's loose on the floor. Williams gets it for Welburn, no good on the shot. Rebound, ball's just fumbling all around.
That's going to be a push on Ty Stone.
Ty Stone will get a foul there. Williams gets it to Amberson. Amberson to Williams. Williams for three, no good. Ty Stone with a rebound. And get it to Jet Liner back up this way. 4:40 to go in the third, 39-23 lead for the Panthers. Liner drives, good on the two-point shot. Amberson loses control of the ball. Jet Liner's on it like white on rice. Traylor with another three. Wide open. Boom. He knocks it down. 42-25 lead now. Back up to 17 for the Panthers. Good ball movement there. Wolves are picking up the pace. Probably need to slow it down. Ushery with the shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back up.
Count it.
And they count the basket and one opportunity now.
The Panthers calling for a travel there, but and one opportunity for Brody Ushery. Chavez Morales has fouled out.
Really? Ushery, free throw attempt, no good this time. Wolves get the rebound. Brendan Marlin up and good. And they cut the lead back down to 13. And it's going to be a timeout there by the Panthers to gather themselves. And I hate Chavez Morales fouled out because that kind of rolls off the tongue, Chavez Morales. Yep. And too much for that.
That's a big loss for the Panthers, too. So Ushery is the only one right now that we have in foul trouble, if I'm not mistaken. Braden Liner has two. And outside of that, I think everybody else only has one, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I think our guys are in good position. Other than Brody Ushery, he only has one more to give, and then the next one, he's out of here. Ain't it five?
Yeah.
I believe. I thought it was. Yeah, 3:41 to go in the third. They trail by 13, Jacob. So, definitely got to get things rolling. Want to end this quarter on a run. You know, if you can get within about 4 points going into the fourth, you got a real chance. But, you know, points are at a premium tonight.
For the Wolves.
Yeah.
Now for the Panthers, they're making it look easy from beyond the arc.
Yeah, I mean, you take away 3 3-pointers tonight, just close ball game. That's been the difference. They've hit their threes. We haven't.
So the starting five for the Wolves back on the court.
Drive there, fumbled away. Traylor gets the ball. Brendan Marlin goes for it. Amberson, deep three, no good. He's kind of went cold from beyond the arc. It's been Trailer here in the second half. Marlin passed to Jetliner. He fakes the three-point shot. Gets trapped, gets it to Brendan Marlin, who then gets it down to the post, and the ball is almost lost out of bounds.
And it is.
And it is. It'll be going the other way.
31.
Trailer with the ball. Amberson going back down the court. Drives in, fadeaway shot, no good. Ty Stone with the rebound.
I believe Ty Stone got a finger on that.
Yeah. Usher back to Marlin, to Jetliner. Drives in, ball is hit away from him. Stays Wolves ball. The Wolves will retain possession.
Coach Moore sees something on the court he doesn't like.
Jetliner had the open shot, should have probably took it. Foul. Driving in, Braden Liner, yes.
And that'll be Trailer.
Yep. I believe that's his third of the night, Jacob, if not his fourth. I know his third. On the inbound now. Ty Stone gives it to Ushery with a layup. Cuts the lead to 11, 42-31. 2.5 to go in the third. Good steal by Jetliner. Gets it to Marlin. Marlin goes up. Cut the lead to single digits, Jacob. We got a 9-point ball game. Ball stolen again. Jetliner in for the layup. Cut it to within 7. Williams back down the court. Drives in. Loses the ball. Jump ball.
They're going to call a foul. On Ty Stone.
Ty Stone. I thought they were going to call a jump ball on that one, but maybe he got a little too close and personal. The inbound, Wolves, great defense on it. And then Ty Stone gets a little aggressive again. And he gets his third.
And you hear Coach Moore in the background saying that, be careful.
Yep. Because you are without one of your big men tonight, Landon Thomas, so don't have the depth you normally have. Get it to Trailer. Trailer back to Amberson. Amberson with the drive, and he travels.
And a jump ball.
Jump ball. Wolves will get it. Jacob, remember when I said you had to get it within a few points going into fourth, and it looks like we might can do it now.
What kind of sorcery is this?
I don't know. Ty Stone. No good on the temp. Ushery goes back up with it. No good.
And a foul.
Marlin gets fouled as he goes up. We get two attempts at the line here. 42-35 is the lead for the Panthers.
And that foul will be on Woodard.
Wolves looking to this to add to this run they've been on. First one good. Cuts the lead to 6. Hernandez will check back in.
And you know he's going to the front of the line to try to get this rebound.
He won't need to because Brendan Marlin makes the second one. 42-37. Lead, Marlin, defense, Amberson. Almost with the steal, Jetliner, but he gets a reach in. No, they'll call that one on Marlin. The inbound now, Trailer. Minute and a half to go until the fourth. Still there.
It's going to be a foul.
Going to be white ball, goes out of bounds. They'll call it out on Leonard, and Wolves will retain possession. Liner will bring it up the court. That is Jetliner. Brings it up the court, gets the pass to Marlin. Marlin with the pass back to Jetliner. Over to Braden Liner, who's going to drive. Takes the shot. Oh, it rims out. No good. They were trying to cut it to one possession. Amberson with the drive with the shot. And what a shot right there, Jacob. That adds two more to his points total, and they extend the lead back to 7. He's got 16 points on the night. Marlin to Stone. Stone. Ah, no good on the shot. Rebound by Hernandez. Amberson brings it back up the court. Williams with the drive. No good. Rebound by Ushery. Gets it to Jet Liner. Oh, and he traveled.
He did.
You could see it. He hesitated with it, Jacob, and it was enough to call it. Good call there by the Zebras. 44-37 lead now for the Panthers. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. And they're going to give it right back to us there. Trailer with the travel. Inbound liner to liner. Jetliner gets it to Ushery. Ushery with the layup. Clean on the glass. Goes in. 44-35 is the lead for the Panthers now. Williams. Cross court pass. Hits the ground. Get it to Trailer.
Jump ball.
Jump ball now. It's going to go towards the Panthers, but we'll save a shooting foul there, Jacob.
And a 7.6 to go here in the third.
Hey, one, two. Hey, get in position. No shot.
Going to fire it deep. And good catch there by Amberson. And picks the pocket is Liner. Excuse me, Marlin.
And that'll be
his fourth, right?
The bonus.
Or no, that's his only his third.
Yeah. The
is it? No, there's no longer any one and ones, are there?
I think it resets every quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
Amberson misses the first. 2 seconds left, so I'm sure that Moore will probably burn a timeout. Second one, no good. And Ty Stone hits the Raptors.
And they were close.
Yeah. So they were able to get it within five. They cut into what was a 34-17 lead. They outscored Welburn 22-10 in that quarter to cut into this one. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Wolves basketball here shortly.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
Well, welcome back to the fourth quarter action. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett. And Panthers lead 44-39, but Wolves with all the momentum.
Yeah, we went on a run there towards the end of the quarter getting good baskets. And we're going to need a lot more of that if we want to come out on top of this one.
If we can do in the fourth what we did in the third, we can come away with a win, but it has been hard fought here tonight. Williams will bring it up the court. Amberson with the drive, and it is a block there by Marlin. Now get it back out to Williams. Williams will pick the ball up, and he'll travel.
They're going to move the ball to a different part of the court.
Not sure why it really matters where they throw it in, but up the court here. Braden Liner gets it to Brendan Marlin. Marlin with the drive. He's hit, loses the ball, no foul. Probably the right call there. Goes back the other way. Moving the ball around. Trailer with the shot. No good. Rebound there by Braden Liner, who gets the ball out to Brendan Marlin. He'll go up for the layup, and it's in and good. They cut the lead to 3 points, Jacob. 44-41 advantage now. They've watched that lead dwindle away And that was a travel by Amberson. Ty Stone gets the ball back, and he gets it to Braden Liner, and this time it's a jump ball, but it'll go the Wolves' way. So the Wolves will retain possession. Ushery to Liner. Liner for three. It's good. Tied ball game. 44-44. We've got a good one here tonight, Jacob. Williams gets it to Amberson. Amberson brings it down the court. Wide open shot there. No good. Rebound by Chavez Morales. Jacob, he did not, in fact, foul out. He gets the rebound and puts it back up. 46-44 advantage for the Panthers. Brendan Marlin for three for the lead. No good. Braden Liner with the shot. No good. Rebound by Chavez Morales. Going back the other way. Williams this time. Shot's good, so they get a four-point lead once again. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Wolves need to slow it down here and go back to what got them here, Jacob, working that ball down in the paint. Marlin, shot, no good, but they'll call a travel, so it wouldn't have mattered if it was good or not. Going the other way. So Hernandez will be the inbound man here. Throwing it. It's going to be picked by Braden Liner. And he steps out of bounds, though.
That could have been the turnover we needed right there.
Yep. Hernandez with the pass this time. He steps over the line, throwing it. And so the Wolves will get the ball. Jet Liner gets the ball to Braden Liner. Long two. It's good. 48-46 is the score now. And Coach Moore is getting very animated and excited over there. It's Amberson with the drive. He no good. Ty Stone with the rebound. They get it to Marlin. What a pass. Oh, no good on the shot. No good in on the shot.
It's going to be a foul on Braden Liner.
And I think that'd be number three for him now, right?
Yeah.
And Chavez Morales will rebound or inbound this one. Gets it to Williams. To Amberson.
He travels! Oh!
We're going to call a push on or block on Ty Stone.
That's four on
him. That's four on him, so he'll probably come out of the game if I had to guess. No, they'll leave him in. Amberson.
5 seconds! 5 seconds!
Amberson with the ball. He drives, shoots. Oh, it's shot. Rebounded by Ty Stone there. Gets it to Jet Liner, who gets it to Brendan Marlin, who's good on the layup. 48 up. 5 minutes to go in the game. Jacob, this is a tight one here tonight.
It's been a good one so far.
White ball. Don't know about that one.
Got one there, Blake.
Yep. Oh, great pass there by Liner, who gets it to Ushery. And Ushery, he'll be called for the travel there, so it'll go back to the Panthers. And Wooder will check in for Chavez Morales. No, he won't. He'll check in for Hernandez. Williams will bring it up the court. He'll get it to Amberson. Amberson with the pass to Woodard. Woodard with the drive and stolen by the Wolves. Braden Liner. Fast break. Opportunity. Goes up. No good. Usher with the rebound stolen by Chavez Morales. Going to try to get it to Amberson. No, yep. He's going to get it to Amberson, who's good on the shot. That puts 50 there. for the Panthers. We'll bring it back the other way. Brennan Marlin for three, no good.
A little too hard.
Stop it, dribble!
Amberson with two more, Jacob. He's touching 20. And Liner for three, wide open, no good. Bounces on the backboard, and so that's going to be out of bounds.
Man.
Woodard inbound to Amberson. Amberson down the court. Tries to go for a shot, loses the ball, gets it back himself with the shot. No good, and it's going to be Wolves' ball as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Ty Stone on the inbound. Get it to Liner. Liner brings it down the court. Gives it to Jetliner now. Jetliner with the drive, with the shot, no good. Got his own rebound, though. Look at him. Brayden Liner with a shot. Two more for the Wolves. 52-50 now is the lead. Back down the court. Amberson.
He's out of bounds.
And he stepped out, so it'll be Wolves' ball.
Coach Kilgore talking to Billy Paul over here on the near side.
Wanting to push. Now I can understand the argument for it.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes to go in the game. 52-50 is the lead for the Panthers. Marlin with it. Marlin with the drive, with the shot,
there's
and he's hit.
There.
And that's going to be an opportunity at the line. And, Jacob, this is going to be some pressure on the young man.
The Auburn Tigers are now tipping off against the Oregon Ducks. That's the conclusion of this game. Turnover kicks 100.3. Listen to Andy and the guys call.
And hope Auburn, Vegas. Hopefully they can get a few wins here this week.
Yeah, and they play Michigan State tomorrow.
Yep.
And it'll be TBD after that.
Is it double elimination?
I think so.
And Wolves call timeout.
As a minute into this, 2-0, Oregon.
And where is that at? Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
I watched, I paid specifically for Peacock the other day. I renewed my subscription to watch. I think it was Arizona and UCLA. Man, it was worth every penny. I fell asleep towards the end, but I woke back up about 2 minutes later. Man, it was a good game. 52-50. Now Brennan Marlin gets an opportunity to try to hit two at the line. We'll see if he can make it happen. First one, no good. Short. Trailer checks back in for Woodard. Second shot. That one is in, so 1 point lead now for the Panthers. Wolves go full court press. Jetliner on Woodard. Brennan Marlin with a knockaway. Keeps it in, gets it to Jetliner. Liner's in! Wolves take the lead. I thought we were going to get taken out by the ball there for a minute. Amberson brings it back the other way, drives on Ushry, turns around, tries to go for a shot. Nope.
They call a foul on Liner. Jetliner.
They're going to call a foul on Jetliner. No, they're going to call it on Ty Stone. That was kind of ridiculous.
That'll be four.
That's five. He's out of there. I don't know if I agree with that one, Jacob. He just jumped up and was in there twirling around. They're going to call it. But if we only got a bone to pick with one call the whole night, I say we'll take it.
Yeah. think the student section needs to move to the other end of the court now.
Yeah, I think you're right. So Amberson, two opportunities at it, and he'll miss the first one.
And this is where he struggled as of late. Is that the charity strike?
Shooting percentage is great, but his free throw percentage has been awful. Second was no good. Turned out to be a good foul there by Ty Stone. Brenda Marlin. Here's the dunker down low.
And Chavez.
Chavez Morales with a foul. Wolves will keep possession. Whitley gets it to Ushery. Ushery on the shot, no good. Brandon Marlin goes for the rebound. Can't get it.
And a blocking foul.
And Liner tried to get his feet set, but I don't think he was there quite in time. Good thing is it's Amberson at the line.
Yeah. That's four on Liner.
So, Jacob, these guys getting into foul trouble. They hope to win this one in regulation. You know, with all these guys in foul trouble, you really don't want to take it into another quarter or period, I should say. Amberson with the first shot, and it's money. So we have a knotted up ball game with 2:08 to go. Amberson misses the second one, rebound by Ushery. Ushery gets it to Marlin. Marlin gets it to Jet Liner, who gets it to Whitley, who gets it to Ushery. Oh, and tried to get the pass to Jet Liner. Going back the other way, Leonard now with the shot. No good. No good again.
Foul. Good foul.
I can't tell who they called that one on. That's going to be on Whitley, so that's good they called it on him. That way we don't get Ushery in any more trouble. Trailer on the first attempt. No good. Jacob, if the Panthers end up dropping this game, the coach is going to be all over them about free throw shooting tonight. They have had so many opportunities at the line and have not been able to convert. Second one is no good again. Rebound there by Ushery.
That jump ball goes to the Wolves.
That was a quick whistle.
Yeah, it was.
So a minute 45 to go. This one all knotted up at 53. And Moore gets a timeout as Jet gets trapped. That way they can retain possession and not give up that jump ball, Jacob.
Because that's where it was headed.
Yep. Man, if you're Coach Moore right now, if you can score 2 points, go on defense, keep them from scoring, I'd hold the ball the rest of the game. Because then they have to foul you.
The second half's been a whole lot better than the first half, I'll say.
Yep.
Probably the best basketball game we've called together.
100%, Jacob. There hadn't even been a close second to this one. We're both over here coughing. This dry weather gets me, man. I'm glad we're finally getting some rain tomorrow.
And hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yep. And Liner will be the one on the inbound and get it to Whitley, who gets it back to Liner. The Jet Liner, Amberson with the steal this time. And he'll go in and get the layup. So the Panthers will take a 2-point lead. Wolves will go the other way. Ushery, good block there by Chavez Morales, but he will travel. And so Wolves will get the ball back. Good lucky break there for the Wolves.
Yes, very lucky.
Braden Liner with the shot. It's good. Ties it up at 55. Minute 14 to go. And Ushery, I think that'll be his fifth, Jacob.
I believe that's five on him.
It's either four or five. Four. So he's got a minute and he's got one to give. Or none to give, I should say. First shot's good. Amberson, he makes them when they count, I guess. Second one. Up. And good. 57-55 lead now for the Panthers. Liner with the shot. It's good. It's in there. Knotted up at 57 now. And remember, every foul now is two shots.
He traveled, he carried, he did everything.
They're going to call a push there on Jet Liner.
That'll be on Jet.
He's got a few to give. He's okay. So now Amberson back to the line with 50.4 seconds. Amberson, first shot's good this time, and Marlin gets ready to check back into this one. Emerson's second shot is no good. Ushery on the rebound.
I'd slow it down here.
Yep.
Play for the last shot.
Yep. Whitley with the ball. Gets it to Jet Liner. Jet fires from three. Oh, no good.
That should be a jump ball.
Yeah. Jump ball going to Panthers way. 58-57 lead. 36 seconds to go in the game.
Have to tighten down on defense here.
Yep.
But don't foul. And just as I say that.
Yep. No good. On the shot, Amberson will go back to the line. It's going to be on Whitley. Amberson, the 58-57 lead, now misses the first
That's
one.
That's huge.
Yep. And Cantrell checks in for Whitley. And Amberson. Shot's good. 59-57 lead. Wolves going the other way. Do you go for three to win it or do you go for the tie?
I'd go for the tie.
And in. What a shot there by Braden Liner.
Got to set a trap somewhere.
Amberson with the drive. Amberson no good on the shot. Coach Moore called timeout. He called timeout.
So that'll put the ball at half court, won't it?
Yep. And the Wolves will retain possession. And he'll take a full timeout. 6 seconds to go, Jacob.
Wow.
Barely got that one off. You're knotted up at 59. What do you do right here if you're the Wolves?
Give the ball to somebody who's not afraid to work it inside, or give it to somebody who you're not afraid to take a shot.
Yeah, I think you got to feed the hot hand here. I think you need to get it to Braden Liner.
I definitely agree.
Or get it to a high percentage look down in the post, one of the two, and go for the win here. And I'm sure that's what Moore has something dialed up for, just that scenario here.
He's got the clipboard out there drawing the play out. We'll see what we got.
Surely, you know it's been something that they've been practicing.
Hopefully.
I hope, yeah.
But you know the Panthers are going to put the pressure on here too.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're not going to let this one just go.
He called a full timeout, does Coach Moore.
Guess he saw something he didn't like.
I guess so.
That's why you save them, is for opportunities just like this.
But a quick score update, 13-25 to go in the first half. Was tied at 10 in Vegas, Auburn and Oregon.
Yeah, hopefully Auburn can win this. Man, I like Stephen Pearl, but, I don't like how we didn't actually get to go hire a coach.
That's right.
I like that he's young, though. We don't need any old coaches.
At least test the waters to kind of see what's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to say my perception of Bruce Pearl did take a little bit of a hit there.
I knew it was coming, though.
Yeah. And moment of truth here. They take the court now. Jetliner with the inbound. Gets it to Bradenliner. Bradenliner. He's going to drive. He's going to dish. He's going to get it to Marlin. Marlin for three.
Oh!
And it's in and out.
Oh, my God.
We're going to see an extra period here tonight, Jacob.
What a good first broadcast.
Yes, absolutely. What better could you ask for than a 17-point second half comeback in overtime?
But, you know, give credit where credit's due. The Wolves were down big at halftime. Mm-hmm. What was it, 20 points almost to come back and force overtime against a very physical Walter Welborn Panther team.
But we are not into moral victory, Jacob. They got to finish the job and get the win.
But on the flip side, we are definitely in foul trouble. With some key players.
Yeah, we are. We got 4 minutes to go. You got to play off a little bit because a few of your guys, you've already got Ty Stone out.
Ushery has four.
Ushery has four, and then somebody else has four. I can't remember who it is. Maybe Liner.
Liners, I believe.
Yeah, they're getting in foul trouble, so you cannot mess around here and continually get fouls because then you're going to be down to your B team.
Yeah. And there will be a tip-off to start overtime.
That it will be. Tight first game of the season. And you know it's a tight first game when the coach has to get to take a water break.
That's right. We spilled it all over his shirt.
And Williams will jump against Usher here.
So Fayetteville will go left to right. The Panthers will go right to left.
And Wolves get possession. Marlin with the drive. He's going to drive in. No look pass to Ushery. 2 points.
Expect pressure from the Wolves here.
Yep. But they got to be careful. They can't get crazy. Chavez Morales with the drive. Good defense there by Kentrell. Oh! And Ushery is going to be called for his fifth foul. Whether you agree with that call, I personally didn't, or not. That's five. He's out of the game, and we'll see Whitley check in for him. And he played the best he could right there. I mean, hands up. What else are you supposed to do, Jacob?
That's very critical.
That's a big loss, though. 3:40 to go in the game. Morales, first free throw, in and out. Second one, no good again. Jetliner on the rebound.
Somebody needs to come and help him.
And he'll get it across the court. With the shot, no good, in and out.
And that's where not having Ursher is going to hurt.
Yep. That's going to be another foul on Jetliner. Wait, why are we going to the free throw line immediately?
Because foul stays the same going into overtime.
Well, that's dumb.
Why not clear it up like every quarter?
That's that daggone high school rule book junk. And Morales will get two more cracks at it. First one he'll knock through. Cut the Wolves' lead to one. And he'll miss the second one. Rebound by Jetliner. And that's going to be a foul right there on Amberson. So the Wolves will get to shoot two.
No, I think they had fouls to give.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So that'll be their only their third foul.
And when you go to the bonus, five?
Yeah.
Get it to Liner here. Liner, pass, stolen.
Not a smart pass.
Nope. Williams brings it back up the court to get it to Traylor, back to Williams, to Chavez Morales. The ball goes in between his legs. Jet Liner starts to bring it up the court. 3 minutes to go in overtime. Wolves lead by one. Pass to Marlin. Pass, and it's blocked. Good shot there by Cantrell, but Williams with the block.
That should be goaltending, shouldn't it?
No, he went. No, it wasn't. Goaltending means when the ball is already coming down into the hoop. You get the ball to Liner. Oh, Liner with the drive. Gets it to Jet Liner. Gets it to Cantrell. Cantrell for three. Oh, and it's just off. Williams down the court against Cantrell. Cantrell tries to take the charge, but a little out of position. 62-61 lead now for the Panthers. Jet Liner.
Nobody to help him. But
Brendan Marlin for three. No good. Rebound by Whitley.
And a reach in. That'll be foul number four. And Whitley slow to get up.
Williams.
Sorry, Williams.
And he'll check out, and Hernandez will check in.
There's a big rebounder.
Yeah, but you're trading speed for rebounding here.
Yeah.
Welburn, 2:22 to go, and they lead the Wolves by 1 point. Get it to Blayton. Blayton with the pass to Whitley. Whitley back out to Marlin with the shot. No good there was Liner, I believe it was. Leonard.
Oh, wow.
Liner with the steal. Gets it. 2 points. Wolves take a 1 point lead. Two to go. And the court. Amberson. Wow. 3 point shot. Wolves get it. Marlin. Good. Wolves take a 3 point lead.
Timeout by the Panthers.
Timeout by Welburn. Jacob, they were in prime position. I went rebound, and it bounced out of two guys' hands and went the Wolves' way.
Great swing there for the Wolves. So you got to wonder now what the timeout situation is. Looks like 3-2 if the scoreboard is correct.
.150 to go in the game in overtime. You got a 3-point lead, Jacob. You got the pressure on the other team. You can't fold and can't let the pressure switch back to you.
And one thing, Amberson's really been cold as of late. You cannot let him start to get hot at the right time.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Honor, Brady, you're in the middle, middle.
And Williams back in the game now after that cramp. And he's got the ball. He gets it to Chavez Morales. Morales gets it to Traylor, who shoots for three, and he's no good on the shot. Rebounded there by the Wolves. That's Liner. Gets it to Jet Liner. Jet Liner gets it back to Brendan Marlin. Brendan Marlin with the pass straight to Chavez Morales. Blayton Cantrell with the steal. Marlin with the drive. He shoots.
That should have
balls out of his. Yep. Ball knocked out of his hands, but the Wolves will retain possession. What a play there by the young freshman.
Yes.
Coach must have a lot of confidence in him playing in this spot, and so far he's delivered. And Jet Liner has to tie his shoe, and then he's good to go. Whitley throws the ball back, gets it to Cantrell. Cantrell gets it to Liner. Oh, steal by Chavez Morales. And that's going to cut the Wolves' lead to one. 55 seconds to go in the game. 65-64 lead for the Wolves. Cantrell gets it to Marlin. Back to Braden Liner. Back to Jetliner to Cantrell. He's got a he had a shot, Jacob.
I think we're playing around with it now. That's going to be Fayetteville ball.
Wolves ball. They're going to make them foul him right here.
Big 34.9 seconds.
Yep.
Ahead of us. Somebody need to get some tape on Liner's shoes over there.
Yeah, for real. Keeps coming untied. 34.9 seconds to go. Wolves lead is one. And it's in! Jet Liner with 2 points and an and one opportunity. Jacob, if he makes this free throw,
it
kind of ends the game.
Quick, 25-22, Auburn over Oregon, 8:27 to go in the first half there. Over on kicks, 100.3.
And big, big free throw here for Jetliner. Good! Nothing but net.
Everybody get down.
Going the other way. 68-64 now is the lead for the Wolves. They haven't changed it yet. Wolves get the steal. Jetliner, Brennan Marlin, put it in there. 70-64 is now the lead for the Wolves. Chavez Morales.
Hit it right for us.
Yeah, it was. Leonard with the pass. Amberson intercepted by Blake Cantrell. Is he going to get two? He is. 2 points for the freshman.
And this one is over.
Wolves pull off the impossible. A 17-point halftime deficit win by eight, Jacob. A plus 25-point margin in the second half.
That was great. What a game.
What a game here to start off the season on the hardwood here in Fayetteville.
What do you say we try to get Coach Moore?
Yeah, we need to try to get Coach Moore on for this post-game interview. And what an absolute ball game. You want to get on the show?
All right, well, we'll get you on real quick.
What a heck of a game. You're down 34-17 at the half. What was your message to the guys in the locker room?
You know, the thing is we caused a lot of that deficit ourselves by making bad decisions on offense, by giving them, you know, easy baskets. And that's not making baskets, man. And then defensive intensity is what brought us back in this game.
Absolutely. It was a heck of a comeback, plus 25-point margin there in the second half. What's your message to the players before you go into the locker room?
You know, I told them when we were in there, well, it's a team we can beat. You know, this is the team we need to be. This is the team we need to be competing against. And you know, right what I'm gonna tell them, man, honestly, is enjoy this one. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes, you, sir. Coach. Get in the locker room with you guys. Man, what an absolute awesome game. We get Coach Moore post-game interview when we realized that Limbaugh turned off the microphone. And so we realized that about halfway through there when we had this little button. But you can hear him. But just an absolute. I mean, I wish every game could be like this, Jacob. I mean, what? You know, we have just had such a pleasure all year long of calling good games. It started back in baseball season. You know, I wasn't there, but you were. And then it goes into football season. We have an 8-3 year. Yes. Then it rolls into basketball. I mean, what just a heck of a game.
Well, people will tell you, football season is the first season of the school year. If you're successful in football, it'll set the tone for the rest of the year.
Yep.
I mean, look at what just happened. 34-17 at the half, and we come back, force overtime, and then win by eight.
Yeah, and with two guys, two of our starting big men sitting on the bench.
And with two in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yep, two in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. You're down pretty much your whole starting five, and you still come back and pull off the 25-point comeback. Unbelievable, Jacob, and just hats off to this team.
Yeah, I think a lot of young guys earned some major playing time the rest of the way if they could keep that up.
That they did, and a huge shout-out to Blayton Cantrell, man.
Yes.
You got a young guy, freshman, getting a lot of playing time. You can tell he's got a bright future. And what about those 2 points on the steal at the end of the game? That made my night.
And when he was on the floor, he made a big difference on defense.
Yeah, that he did, Jacob. And just what a night of action. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe. Have good travels. So stay dry tomorrow and stay warm over the weekend. Go Wolves.
War Eagle.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, home of the Fayetteville Wolves. Presented by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gunn, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.